To visit Noel Thompson's Turkeys in central Iowa, I have to put on a pair of huge paper coveralls, add a hairnet, and disinfect my boots.
Hi, guys!
None of Thompson's birds have the flu. That may be partly thanks to the funky outfit. Biosecurity helps keep birds healthy, and that's vital to the $44 billion poultry and egg industry. The U.S. is the world's largest supplier of poultry meat. Thompson brings about 700,000 turkeys to market annually.
Most people have a turkey sandwich for lunch, maybe once or twice a week, and that's where the majority of the turkey meat that's produced in this country goes.
Thompson has more ways to protect his flock. Required testing of blood and tissue offers ongoing surveillance for diseases, including flu. Also, and he says critically, all his turkeys live indoors. When he started, the turkeys ranged outside.
You're going to hear some sarcasm right now. But what was so nice about it was we had all kinds of wild birds swooping in and eating out of the same feeders that the turkeys were eating out of.
The wild birds would repay their inadvertent hosts by sharing whatever diseases they were carrying. Say what you will about animal welfare, but moving the birds inside did protect them from those threats. Small backyard flocks may still have contact with wild birds. In fact, that's what officials think happened in Washington and Oregon, where they first found bird flu. Iowa State University professor K.J. Yoon says the cases in the Pacific Northwest were handled exactly as planned.
I really want to compliment what the Washington State and Oregon State and their regulatory folks are doing it.
But with commercial infections, the stakes may be higher. Yoon says other countries, such as South Korea, haven't been able to stay ahead of the virus.
They actually broke with the same serotypes of virus, and they continue to spread their entire countries.
A few of our trading partners have taken what we believe to be unnecessary steps.
John Clifford is chief veterinary officer for animal health at USDA.
And shut off our entire poultry, both live birds as well as products from the U.S. unless it's cooked.
South Korea and China have imposed total bans on U.S. poultry products. Dozens of other countries are limiting their American imports. That's a big deal because the export market for U.S. chicken alone exceeded 7 billion pounds last year.
It has impacts to the commercial industry and trade that results in millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Commercial losses could eventually impact availability or price at the grocery store, since all birds in infected flocks are euthanized. Trade, of course, is a political issue. But the wild, often migratory birds that carry avian influenza around the world don't care about politics any more than they care about international borders. Highly contagious bird flu is currently circulating in North America, Asia, and Europe. And it's those wild birds that worry farmer Noel Thompson, not the temporary trade restrictions.
Yeah, you pay attention to it, but, you know, you cannot run a business on the ups and downs of what's happening in the news today.
We probably better get out of here. They're all coming down to see us.
But come summer, he'll look with trepidation upon the wild birds overhead, imagining the diseases they could be harboring and fearing that a flu virus could spread from them through the open curtains of a poultry barn. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.